Hi, hi. Welcome to the Human Design for Marketing podcast. I'm your host, Yvette Mayer, and this show's for you if you're done with cookie cutter marketing and ready to build your personal brand in alignment with who you really are. I'm a marketing expert, human design nerd, and intuitive business coach who's helped hundreds of women just like you to elevate their frequency and activate their most magnetic personal brand. Each week, we'll dive into practical tips, interviews, conversations, and more to help you create an aligned business, a positive contribution, and of course, an abundant life. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to the Human Design for Marketing podcast. I am very excited to be here with you. I've had a little break from the podcast after I came down with strep throat. If you listened to the last episode, you probably felt that in my voice. I thought that I was getting something else, but no, I was completely knocked out for a week. And since then, I have been juggling so many things, but in particular, the YouTube channel, which is going amazingly well, but boy, oh boy, is there a lot more to juggle at the moment. That word again. And I have to admit that it has added extra hours to my working days. We are working towards that decreasing over time and getting back to a healthier work-life balance. But suffice to say, that's what's been going on in the background. Now, I have a fun one for you today in that I know it's going to be popular because I have been sharing this content a lot of late over on Instagram, and it has, been highly engaging in terms of the amount of people that are interacting, downloading things, buying things. And I know that if something is going off like a frog in a sock on one platform, then it's highly likely to be something that you want to know more about here on the podcast. So today's episode is going to be about growing your Instagram impact, influence, engagement, sales, all of it, by your design. So I'm going to break this down into a couple of sections because it's not as simple as a bunch of tactics that you can apply based on your aura or your profile line or your profile lines, although we can certainly get to that and we will jump into that. But firstly, I want to make it clear that regardless of your human design, there are specific things that are necessary for you to set yourself up to have success, be that in your marketing more broadly or in your Instagram. So the first thing that I would encourage you to do on this topic is get really clear around where you are in your journey on Instagram. There really are three types of content or three goals, I would say, that will affect the types of Instagram tactics that you use. So I'm going to break this into what we call a customer or a client funnel as it applies to marketing. So when you think about a funnel, the top of the funnel is about the broad reach. It's about attracting more people into your Instagram feed. So some of your content, if your goal is to expand your reach, is going to be top of funnel. This type of content is less niche specific because you want it to be relatable to many more people. Then you're going to have your middle of the funnel content. This is designed to nurture people that are already following you. So this is a very different kind of strategy. These people have already gotten to know who you are, and you're working towards building that likability with them. And then, of course, there is the bottom of the funnel, which is the activity that drives leads or sales. So it's your call to action type content. Now, it does depend at what stage your business is at, where you're going to be focusing your efforts. But for most of us, we are going to be combining a few of these strategies. And it also comes down to your things like your launches when you're having big promotional pushes. So for instance, right now, I'm planning to have my next launch of the Frequency Project late January. So right now, I am focusing on getting more people into my Instagram following so that I have time to nurture relationships, to open up more interest and appetite for the Frequency Project, which is going to be in market in, say, 6 or 7 weeks. So that's a really clear example of why you want to do, might want to do one tactic over another. But of course, it's not always going to be right for you to expand your reach. If you're newer in business and, for instance, you're working towards attracting more one-on-one clients, then it's not really about the scale of your reach. It's much more about making sure that you're attracting the right people and then you're nurturing those relationships and you're turning those relationships, or you're taking those relationships from awareness through to like and then into actual conversations in things like direct message. So before we got into Instagram by design, I did want to make sure that I landed this with you. You know, you're always going to get a bit of marketing training here, not just human design. But I am excited to bring you more intelligence that is specific to your human design profile, both your aura and type, as well as your profile lines, because believe you me, I have experienced absolutely phenomenal growth on every metric when it comes to Instagram. And I'm talking about ability to attract the right followers into my feed, as well as to generate much higher engagement. And that is also leading to more leads and more sales in my business. So I've got it all working for me and I am doing it absolutely in alignment with my design as a generator and as a 5-1. And I want you to be able to do the same, because the more I'm experimenting with this, and you know, I'm kind of a year into it now, the greater the impact I'm having and the more my business is growing. I mean, I just looked at my revenue for the last 6 months versus the same time last year. It is up 91%. That is the numbers to confirm what you already knew, and that is that human design for marketing works, not just in terms of growing your marketing magnetism and setting you up for a more or a higher profile and a personal brand that really stands out, but also for that leading to sales. Okay, so let's get into Instagram for your aura. Now, I'm not going to keep you all day. I am going to give you one simple tip based on your aura, and then I'm going to move into the profile lines and I'm going to give you one tip and a tactic to try for your profile line. So we're going to start off with your aura. Starting off with the generators and Mani Gens, because it's going to be the same advice for both of you. So this comes down to your human design strategy. So as your guiding strategy as a generator or a Mani Gen, it's all about response, okay? So when you think about response, and that means responding to stimulus, this is your gateway to creating content. What you want to be doing is always being open and observant to the things that are walking towards you or coming towards you in your field of awareness, and allowing your sacral to let you know when something lands that you have a strong perspective on. So this is your key strategy on Instagram. It is sharing your perspectives. Now, the more this perspective is aligned to your positioning in market and what you offer in terms of transformation and how you work with clients, the better, of course. Like, it's not just responding to anything, it's responding and developing a perspective, a point of view that is highly relevant to your audience and that is going to help them connect with you, engage with you, and in time convert into wanting to work with you. So that's the number one strategy on Instagram for generators and Mani Gens. It's all about content that is in response. Now, this is going to work across any type of Instagram content, but I will say that generators and Mani Gens with their sacral magnet turned on, people do want to feel you. So anything where you are sharing your energy, video, stories where you're actually talking to camera, images, but that really evoke a feeling, these are going to work best for you. But of course, always making it relevant via the caption. Okay, now let's explore projector marketing on Instagram. So the projector strategy, if you're a projector, you know, is waiting for the invitation. Now, let's be real. And the first thing I want to say here is that the fact that somebody is following you on Instagram means you are already invited. That act of following you is an invitation. So you have open slather. That's a funny way of putting it. But anyway, you are open to dialogue, converse with, engage with your audience. But having said that, my experience has proven that as a projector, your invitations will get more direct and more meaningful when you share so much value that people cannot help but engage with you. It's like the more wisdom they receive from you, and yes, this could mean value from an education, from a teaching perspective, but it doesn't have to be that. It needs to have this sense of, I am receiving a lot from this human / projector. And when that happens, you have incredible power of influence over your audience. So what I would suggest to you is, yes, you've already got the invitation, but strengthen and amplify that invitation by sharing really high value content. Next up, we have the manifestor, all the manifestor vibes. And yes, your strategy is to inform. How does this translate into your Instagram? Well, your audience are expecting you to lead the way, to see into the future, to have a big vision. And so the type of content you want to be sharing is actually cutting edge. That could mean using the latest Instagram strategies. And in fact, that will work really well for you. Or it may be more about what is your vision and the cutting edge approach that you're taking specific to your niche. You want to be continually informing your audience of where you're moving towards. What's that big vision that you've created? What is the future looking like that you're moving towards? And in fact, when you get this right, your audience are going to want to basically enlist into your vision and help you create it. So this kind of content is fantastic for you. This more future gazing and inspirational content that helps activate others into your vision is your number one Instagram strategy. And finally, from a type point of view, we have the reflector. Now, the strategy for reflectors is waiting a lunar cycle, but I know that that is not what you want to hear, nor is it realistic when it comes to regularly creating content. So one thing for sure as a reflector is that you are best to listen more than you speak. So I would ask you to really tune in and observe what is going on with your audience, with your clients to be, and respond to that. It's a bit different to a generator respond. It's very tuned in to your specific audience. In addition to that, use the transits. You may want to look at the moon transiting because you are a lunar being, but also thinking about your audience who are more likely to be governed by the sun, you want to be looking at the sun gate and using that for stimulus and help for tuning in to your audience. So that sums up the Instagram strategies for each of the types. Now, this is just a shallow dive. As I said, we are going to go into one strategy per aura / type. If you want to go into this in way more detail, today, I announced a new offer to market that is called Digital Marketing Success by Design. And in this, let's call it an experience, I have packed together all of my best Human Design for Marketing trainings, Trello boards with content prompts by type, and Instagram growth codes for both type and profile lines. So you definitely want to go and check that out via the show notes. It's only 55 Australian dollars. I know that price is going to end up going up, but if you get onto this quickly, then it's there for you. But I'm going to keep going. Okay, let's talk about profile lines. So profile line one. With a line one in your profile, you are going to have a lot of information, a lot of foundational knowledge about how things work in your field of excellence. You follow masters until you become a master yourself, and this gives you a lot of authority. Now, I often find line ones don't own this authority until they do work with me on this, and I'm like, you are an authority. Claim this authoritative tone of voice in your marketing and it will take you a long way. Now, the one thing I would suggest as a line one is long captions. Maybe you're going to do this over a series of carousels. You could also do it in your stories, but you want enough space to really demonstrate this depth of knowledge you have and in an authoritative tone of voice. So this is about long form written content. If you prefer video, it could be going live and offering something like a free training on Instagram Live as well. But the first tactic I'd get you to experiment with is high value, authority packed long form content. That's your line one. Line two. Okay, line twos tend to be this more introverted energy. And quite often you rely on your other profile line to pull you out. But that being said, you are naturally gifted as a line two, and your audience are going to be projecting onto you and actually wondering how you are so gifted or how you do the things that you do. So it's on you to really start to listen to the questions that you are asked. Now, if you don't feel that they're coming in, use your stories to ask your audience what they want to learn more about. You may do this via polls or question boxes, and don't just do it once and give up if you get no engagement. Keep doing this. This is about not really a dive. It's more of a fishing expedition to catch the right kind of content and get that insight so that you're able to share your natural gifts in a way that really helps and supports your audience, that meets their curiosity and builds more engagement with you. Okay, so this is something to do in stories. And then when you have the insight, you can create the content that works for you. You may want to do B-roll reels. These are an opportunity for you to be doing what you do in the background and really making a strong point of view in the text over the top. That's my line two. Line three, you are the consummate storyteller because you have so much lived experience from all of your adventures and figuring things out as you go. So your biggest strategy on Instagram is telling those stories. Now you have the perfect format to do this, and that is the stories format of Instagram. Now too often I see individuals, incredible women, maybe you, who are just sharing either their posts up to their stories or doing one image of what they're doing. Okay, great. But also not actually going to build the kind of relationship that you want. You are far better, especially with a line three, at actually telling stories in your stories. So this means using multiple frames and taking your audience on a journey of discovery. So from point A through a transformation to an outcome is the way you want to use your stories. Now, when you've perfected this, you can take the exact same content and turn it into a carousel if you believe that it's a story that's also going to be worth saving. Carousels are amazing for getting people to save your content. So for instance, if your story was about three ways your client was able to break through her blocks. And then you took that down into a carousel that could be a really savable piece of content as well. So that's my line three. Line four, my incredible friend and networker, for you, Instagram is about being social, using social media to socialize. Imagine, I mean, it was actually created for this purpose. So what you want to be thinking about is, how can I make friends on here? How can I be a little bit opportunistic and make friends with the right people who I either want to collaborate with, partner with, or sell to, right? So start to really consider this in your day-to-day activities on Instagram. This means a lot of engaging with other people. So allow yourself to be a bit more passive in discovering. And when I say discovering, I mean discovering the right humans that you want to build these relationships with. Then you can take these conversations from the grid, for instance, into the DM. Now, the best way to do this is actually to use the stories, because on every story, there is a box at the bottom there that you can respond in that takes you from a story straight into somebody's direct message. And it's a really authentic way to have a conversation. So this is what I recommend for you, my line four friend. Line five, this is very different to the four. The line five is going to want to use video as much as possible because of the magnetic force that a line five presents. Line fives are always in the projection field of others as well, and people actually want to see you and they want to learn from you. In particular, they want you to solve their problems. So amazing content for a line five is actually highlighting a problem and a solution. And this can be a client problem and a client solution. It could be an industry problem and an industry solution. You get the drift. It doesn't have to be something that you've been through, although that is perfectly amazing as well. And to do this, the more you can use video content, the better. So going live, talking directly into the stories face to camera. If you hate video content and you're a line five, you're not alone. That's okay as well. But you do want to be in the frame. You do want to have photos, B-roll, ways of people getting to feel your energy, and adding in really rich, potent content that is aligned to your line five savior energy as well is going to really work for you. That's my line five. And finally, for our line sixes, you have a beautiful, wise, sage kind of energy, and you are a naturally gifted teacher. So the tactic I'm going to get you to experiment with on Instagram is teaching. This can be done in many ways, but come at it from a perspective of you are the role model. You can see the future and the potential for people to live up or into their purpose. And so you want to be teaching them how to do that. And you can do that no matter what your niche is. The kinds of formats I would suggest for this, definitely in carousels. Create carousels with the express intention of having them saved, where you're teaching a number of points that are relevant to your niche across. Look, I do this, by the way. Just going to interrupt myself to let you know that I create carousels at least once every 2 weeks that are relevant to human design for marketing. And the ones that go well, guess what? A couple of months later, I post them again. And I would say this to all of you. You do not need to reinvent the wheel over and over again. Your audience is only ever going to see about 4 to 6% of any given post. So you are invited to reuse your most successful content and mix it up. So I quite often will cut and paste a caption and just change a part of it to meet a new reel or a new image or a carousel type post. And it saves me time, but it also helps me be repetitive with my message. And we are all very, very busy. repetition is an amazing thing for us to implement in our marketing because it really helps us get our message across in a very cluttered environment where attention is an economy. Okay, that is it. As I said, go to the show notes now if you want to get the most ridiculously high value experience, digital marketing success by design. You're going to get content templates. You're going to get Trello boards. You're going to get numerous video masterclasses. And it's not only going to be about human design. There's also how to create the basis of a digital product, an online offer. And there's mindset classes in there. It's like, it's going to blow your mind. And right now it is $55 Australian. So go to the show notes, get yourself into that program. Other than that, have an amazing week. I do hope to come back for one more episode before the holidays. If I don't, forgive me, it means more of the juggle, more of the YouTube, all of the things that are going on in my world. But suffice to say, I love you guys. I thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Please share this episode with anyone you think that can benefit from it. And I can't wait to be back in your ears again sometime soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for tuning in to the Human Design for Marketing podcast. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, tell your friends, and extra brownie points, go leave me a review. I would so appreciate it. There are heaps more resources in the show notes. I can't wait to be back in your ears again soon. Bye for now.